Welcome to Atlanta. What's up, 1515 AM probably presents the rundown. Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the official unofficial podcast of VH1's Love & Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Michelle Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. That's great. Like, I'm watching these people like really lose their mind by sitting at home. And I realized, like, this is just my life. This is nothing to me. I have so much things I can be doing. I'm playing Animal Crossing, losing my life in that. Recorded a podcast today. Watched some TV. Like, this is like, and I got to do this because last week I had to work. Now I don't. So I have to do this to like April 8th or something like that. All right.
Man, my job been pretty fucking slow. And they have these crazy rules that we have to like go by now. And that's supposed to be lasting until at least April 21st.
Oh, that's a long time.
But after about, let's say, 1 o'clock, I can't even do nothing else. Because they got all these rules and restrictions about 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the evening where you don't have to do, you can't do anything. So I'm like, it's just, and you can't do same day stuff. And I'm like, all right. So that last like 2 hours for me was like, sorry, unless you want to do this tomorrow, I can't help you today. I don't know what to tell you. And then a bunch of our locations have closed up.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, yep, well, you know, this is fun. I feel like I took like 20 calls today.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm seeing a lot from people who still are working. With me last week, all I was doing was going in, figuring, you know, doing the little bit I had to do because it didn't take 8 hours for me to do what I had to do at a school. And then going in the classroom and being on my phone or being on my iPad or something like that for the rest of the day. And then when the head dude left, I would just go in his office and go and log in on my computer or the computer, but log in under me and sit on the computer and watch YouTube. You know, the limited YouTube I have because you are at a school, so they do. Yeah, I can't watch. Yeah, I can't watch Breakfast Club at work.
That would be like, we need to have a discussion.
Yeah, it does. It's already blocked. It'd be like Google Suite something. I'm like, all right, forget it. I know a cheat, but I'm not.
I'm gonna say it's a cheat. You can still do it.
Oh, for something I really want to watch, I grab it and then just download the video with the YouTube downloader and then watch it. I'm like, there we go. What's this? Episode 2. No witness, no protection. You got any thoughts on last week's ratings of a 1.45? So about 1.5 million people watched this Monday. Do you think the number's going up this week because there's more people at home? But who?
That's true.
Aren't most of us at home on Monday night?
Yeah, most of us are home unless you work the second shift. I mean, at this point, everybody home.
Yeah. This was lower than last year's premiere, which is like 1.99. So they had about 2 million watch it. And this was tied for the lowest episodes last year. Got a 1.45. So I think people are getting tired of just the same things. Like, there's a lot of stuff. Like, Alexis Scott this episode is, why do we have that one if you just going to make up this? Yo, all right. I don't know about you because you watched the show. I'm taking notes or whatever, right? There are some scenes in here. Where not really Atlanta, Miami has two big ones where I'm like, there's no way we can do the, you know, and then this and then this. It's just, we just got to discuss. But the Alexis Scott scene is wild. The boxing scene. I said, did this story really happen?
Right.
And are you admitting to? All right, we'll get into it. We'll get into it. So what do you think the mindset is of a Love & Hip Hop producer? When Carly Rae comes to them and say, what I want to do is go to a funeral, a church or whatever. I want to get a casket. I want the casket to be open. And then I want to invite all my friends and have them all in black. And then I'm going to tell them that no one, the thing that died is my marriage.
So this was a stage. Yeah. This is not a real establishment.
Don't invite me to no funeral where nobody did.
Deadass, I already don't want to go. Yes. Okay.
Can during this time, are we cool not going to funerals? Like, I feel like it's very selfish. No, I'm not joking. All right, never mind. Because I was going to joke. But people have died, so I'm not going to do that joke. All right, so we open with the scenery from the city. This threw me off. So y'all didn't watch this. The show, so I'm thinking to myself, we're obviously going to pick up where we left off. But instead, exactly. They were showing like a homeless guy, a girl blew a kiss to the camera. I said, what is going? We got there. And Spice was sitting, and then all the women showed up. And Spice was sitting because she knew already. How you keep this secret? How you right. Can you do this?
It was like, it is not my secret to tell.
Yes. Like, oh, she married.
I'm going to mind my business.
Rashida said, listen, I got a text asking her to meet her at the funeral home. And I'm like, because I wanted to talk to Carly about what went down to my party. And Carly tells the ladies, today is the 1-year anniversary. Great timing. And she
great
is,
timing.
Yeah. And she is burying her marriage. She said they wanted to have a big wedding, but she was going through IVF. So, and she didn't want to have a baby out of wedlock. When did she become this? Okay. I ain't take her for religious or spiritual, nothing like that. But all right, you know, I'm not going to knock her. So they got hitched in Las Vegas.
I did this shit already, and I'm not trying to do it again. I'm too old for this.
She talks about how the marriage was a struggle. You know, eat when you want to eat, when he told her to eat, sleep when he wanted to sleep, breathe when they wanted to breathe, no support. So she's getting divorced, and here comes, was the Rashida.
She was Tina, he was Ike, you know.
Erica said, are you sure? And she's like, yeah, because.
First of all, how you going to ask about you? Did you not watch the same show that I was on last year? Like,
oh, she said, yeah, he had a prostitute in my bed. And Rashida says, well, you know what? Things going to happen, man. You got
to
be.
I wanted to slap the shit out of Rashida, yo.
Hey, man, you got
to
be.
What? Because you took your cheating ass husband back.
Yo,
you know. Told me she was supposed to.
Yeah, what are you willing to take and at what level? I was like, what?
And I don't know which one is worse. That the fact that he had a prostitute, which means that he paid for it, just needed to get his dick sucked or into something. Or the husband who pretty much had a whole relationship with this woman.
Yes.
Got her knocked up. Mm. Tried to keep it a secret. Like,
A real Sophie's choice for the ladies. What do you want? The prostitute or the extra baby mama that you did not figure in? So she said it was more than cheating. She was crying, scared, depressed. And she was still dealing with, even though she's not with him, she's still dealing with drama from him because of Alexis showing up the other night. She said he went to anger management and y'all thought that was ridiculous. Carly put on the waterworks. She's like, he went to anger management and I know I'm not the only woman who's gone through. I can't be the only one. And I said, have you not watched this show? Obviously,
you not watched this show, the show that you are on.
Yeah, I'm like,
we had a whole season on this shit.
Yeah, she was just like, am I the only woman that goes through things? No, no. And Erica chimed, I knew something was up. You ain't say nothing. I hate those people.
She's like, I'm busy. I got a grown-ass daughter, some twins, a baby daddy that the world can't see.
Can never see.
Like, I got a lot. So I got a co-parent with Scrap and his baby mama. Like, she's like, I wasn't paying attention.
The buffoonery gets better, y'all. So we go to Jock. He's in the Trap Museum, and he intros light-skinned Keisha. You know.
So funny when this scene came on, I said, why this being shot like a video?
But,
and then they say it like, oh, we doing the highlights for her. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but the ending part didn't make any sense to me. So you're right. He says we're shooting this video for her. And then I was thinking, how much of this video are we getting? Because they really was getting it in with this video. But at the end, he's like, and ladies and gentlemen, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wait, is that part of the video too? Like,
it could be like coming to the stage type of thing.
Yeah, it better be, because I don't know if that part looked awkward.
I don't believe we ever going to see this video, but that's neither here nor there.
So we meet, not only do we meet light-skinned Keisha, we meet her man. Is that her manager or just her man? Coca Vanga. That got to be a manager. That does not sound like that. That's not his Christian name. She said she was signed to Hitco. L.A. Reid gave her a chance, but now she's independent.
How come they don't tell us why it don't work out? They be quick to drop some names, but you don't be with them people no more.
No.
L.A. Reid was the first one. He decided that I wasn't that great. Like, what's the reason?
He was focused on other things. Jack loves them. He's like, I like how they rock together. They black love and black hustle. And I said, I get black hustle, but when do you ever need to be in a couple to be black hustle? I feel like Rick Ross was hustling by himself. They known each other for 7 or 8 years. I feel like they should know, whatever. They should know how long, but they didn't like each other at first because he talked a lot of shit and so does she. But that's her soulmate. And she got a new album dropping or a new project called Talk That Talk. She's ready to do it, to drop it and show her talents. And then we learned that she did a song with Lil Scrappy, but the song never came out.
What's with the theatrics?
Because we had to switch gears. It's almost, you ever see a Dateline of 2020 when they're like, this lovely suburban neighborhood was hiding a secret. You're like,
what? Did the music get a change? Yeah,
everything.
You got to get dark, dim the light.
You got to see the swing with nobody on it. Like, okay, just look ghost. He said he attacked them. He put an IG video up, took it down. And she, and light skinned Keisha says he started acting different around different folks. So Shekinah was there, who I love. And
you know what? I have earlier today, they were playing like the reunion and reruns of last season.
Yes.
And I was like, oh shit, I forgot Shekinah was on here. She better be on this next season.
Yeah,
she was. This current season. I forgot she was on there last season.
My thing is, why did Shekinah give us a talking head when she's like, I'm single now? I was like, was you not single? Are we going to get you on some dates? Like, why'd you drop that? Okay. So she kind of said, you think the reason is Bambi? And, you know, Keisha said, maybe. And she's like, well, you know, she kind of said, Bambi's a sweet girl. But Keisha was like, you don't get to pick and choose who, you know, when and when not to fuck with us. We a combo package. So we'll get.
That's real though. Like, either you going to be cool with me or you not.
Yeah, you know what I don't like about this show is every season you shoot with some new people, right? So let's say some of the beefs are real, right? Let's say Scrappy and Bambi, this is a real beef. Do they edit out the part where Sierra brings up, you know, later on Sierra says, oh, I invited Tokyo Vanity, but she's doing something with light-skinned Keisha. Do they edit out the part where Bambi says, Keisha gonna be on the season? Okay, all right, let me tell you why I don't like her. Like, they're not shocked when names get dropped. I'm like, oh yeah,
you don't like her.
Yeah,
baby, you don't like her. Why not?
Oh man. These, I'm laughing so hard at some of these scenes. So the next morning, guys, Sierra is stressed and heading to court. Now remember, she's facing 1 year in jail for fighting one of I don't even know if he got shooting the baby mamas. I wrote in here, do her and BK live together? Because he is out there.
He's suited and booted to walk her to the car.
Opening the door for Mason. And I'm like, y'all, okay, all right. So she calls Carly. She says, Carly, you up? She said, yeah, I'm wiping the crust down my eyes. I'm getting ready. So why'd I write this? Oh, yo. So she said, I'm depending on Carly because Carly was at the funeral. And I forgot that they shot some of their funeral. And I said, do y'all not got footage of the fight? Did y'all just like, no. We didn't do the repass. We just did the funeral.
Because I hope it wasn't at the funeral that they got into the fight.
BK tells her to keep her head up. You know, we meet her mom, Kim. She hugs her. Her assistant Trina's there. Meanwhile, Carly's in traffic. Yo, make a right, make a left, Baba. I ain't never seen this much traffic in Atlanta, but yo, it's here. So Shooter shows up. That early,
you can't get nowhere to, God forbid. You'd be like, why does it take this long to get over here? Where are y'all going? But I feel like because it's like two highways in all of Atlanta.
But here's
the thing. I could be wrong.
We're going to talk about, let's wait. We'll talk about Carly. So Shooter shows up, guys. This man woke up early, had some breakfast, brushed his teeth.
Got
dressed, put on some fresh drawers, hopefully, just to show up to support her from outside. And if y'all think that was crazy, BK respected it. He said, thanks, brother, for showing up, man. I get it. Yo, Sierra was not having it. She was like, nah, you going to support from my, you can leave. Bye, bye.
You can leave. What you come all the way here for? What you outside going to do?
Yeah, he was like, man, you know why. Come on now. Come on. I can't go up in there. I feel like you are.
You ain't even. Do you have a case? Is there a warrant? Are you setting yourself up for failure? Like, why can you not go into this courtroom? You got anxiety? Is it a phobia? I got questions.
Oh, my God. He's like, all right, kid, I'm going to be praying for you. Good luck.
Dead ass, though. Like,
yo, man. I get Sierra because she's like, I'm the mother of two of your kids. If I go to jail, what do we. Okay.
Now what? That's real, but I'm gonna need you to be able to walk through these doors. Like, what's on you that you
he
can't
really
touch
act me? Like he acting like Satan, like how you know how in movies the devil can't walk into the church or they can't touch the holy water. Nah, it's as close as I can get, man. You're on your own. Like a vampire that got to get invited to a house.
Why even come out here, though? It don't look like it's super warm outside. Like,
no, it don't. It's early morning.
It's early morning.
The dew is on the grass. That's how early it is.
That's how early
you like,
it is.
You remember when you found out? You're like, it didn't rain last night. Oh, dew kicked
forward. Exactly. You came. So, like, you could have called me. You could have FaceTime or something.
Yeah, but like, yo, hold it down. We out here. We hoping you make it through. So back in the courtroom, Sierra goes in. We meet her lawyer, Adama. She's like, listen, woman, I cannot do these 12 months. Please, anything. She's like, don't worry. We're going to file a motion of continuance. I haven't had time to review all the evidence. We'll ask the judge. Can't just do it. Meanwhile, Carly's still in traffic, claiming that the driver done passed 5 courthouses. Finally, she's like, listen, I'm going to get out. Let me get out the car. I'm going to walk. When we see Carly on the side of the road making this call, there's no traffic. They really shot her on the scene where there was no cars and nothing coming. And she was like,
I didn't pay no attention.
Yeah, she was like, no one is in courtroom D. And she relayed her cops to this. You know good and well you can't call people in court.
Yes.
They take your, some courts don't even allow you to bring a phone in. So,
right.
So,
yeah.
So the Sierra's lawyer asked, can the matter be reset? The motion is granted. And Adama tells her to tell Sierra to keep cool and get ready for the next court date. Carly never showed up. We find out later that Carly did show up late. My thing is, you know you need to be there soon. First of all, do any of y'all ever drive? And why you didn't leave extra early to get
extra
to Beatrice?
Early.
You
to from get to
Atlanta.
Somebody.
I mean, not
exactly.
You from. You live in Atlanta. So
you should know what traffic look like to where you need to go.
And the frustrating part about it was she was complaining about the driver, but I'm like, you know, you should know where to go. I mean, obviously, I'm not saying Carly has been to court, even though later on she says she has. But I pull up your phone whenever you get in a little ride shares. Pull up your phone and have the address. You'd be like, no, you can turn here, man. Where we at? Alexis and Akbar, they hang out with the kids. So this is the first time they're hanging out since Alexis started some trouble at the anniversary party. We see Layla, which is Alexis' daughter, and Royal, which is Akbar's son. Akbar now has custody of all her kids, but she
Royal is an interesting name for a boy. When she said it, I was like, oh, I knew a girl named Royal what I was thinking. And then her son popped up. I'm like, well, I never saw that coming. Okay.
I've never been the biggest fan of titles as names like Royal, Majesty, King, Prince, Sir. I'm like, I get it. But that for me, I'm not knocking nobody. I'm like, you're stupid as hell for naming your kid that. It's your child.
It's just, I don't know. Sometimes like when you have names like that, it's like you have to be something.
Yo, what's harder than living up to that when you name your son or your daughter Christian? You're like, ooh, they're going to be an atheist. Watch. like, dang, you've named them Christian?
I don't know. I just feel like Majesty and King and Prince and Heiress and the whole Grand Hustle family. you just be like, you can't, to me, you just like, you can't be a doctor. Like, you can't be a journalist. Like, you can't be a news anchor. Like, you just can't have regular jobs to me with these names. You like, you have to be like an actor, a DJ, a performer, an artist, just something.
Now remember, Layla was born with hydrocephalus. I think I pronounced that correctly. That's the condition in which an accumulation of cerebral spinal fluid occurs within the brain. And this typically causes increased pressure inside the skull. So she's dealing with a child that has special needs. Akbar is disappointed in Alexis, who told her she wasn't going to act a fool at this party. But Alexis says, you know what? She says something, you know, my triggers are mom and kids. And she said she's going to spit on mom's face. So had to fight her. Akbar doesn't want any drama right now. Her money is low. She can't afford to be messy right now. A messy bitch. What did she say? She tells Alexis, this was the wrong time and place. I get why you were mad, but we shouldn't have did it there. Alexis says she will talk to Carly eventually.
You should talk to Rashida.
Yes,
and apologize for ruining her anniversary. you should have talked to Cardi. Here's the thing that blew me about her, too, because she was like, I mean, I came in, and as soon as I saw you, I just know, bitch, you went there looking for her.
Yeah.
Like, you went in there knowing that she was going to be there. It was just like, you know, zooming in through the place. Hey, Rashida, girl, what's up? Cardi, let me come beat your ass. Like, this wasn't by accident. You purposely went there to go fight this girl.
Mm-hmm. And then later on, oh, you right. I should have talked to you first. So she said, wrong time or place. Oh, so then we get this story. She said, her and Mo, Alexis says this, her and Mo talked a while back. He came back around when she was pregnant, got close with her family, and then stole from them. Carly inserted herself in the beef, and now Alexis says she felt bad for popping off because she's supposed to be controlling her anger. And I'm thinking, when you do this, you've done this in 3 different cities. When does it stop? I wonder what the bonuses be like. Yo, we're not there. We are so far away from it. But the last scene in Love & Hip Hop Miami is one of the wildest scenes I've ever seen on this show. And I want to dissect it. I have so many thoughts on like why this scene fell apart.
Want to know why Miami been TV gold though this season.
Like, it's really been like, yo, we should play around with the fourth wall and show people that this is a show.
Yo, like, but that's just way more realistic to me.
Yeah, I got thoughts. Y'all tune in for Miami on why I think the shit went left. So Rashida rides.
Definitely went left, though.
Rashida rides with Carly to her divorce attorney. I feel like we just got to shoot scenes to be shooting scenes. First of all, I'm just saying, like, you didn't even know I was getting divorced. Now Carly says, well, if I didn't have Rashida with me, I wouldn't even gone down. She hasn't called Sierra since the court date, but Sierra been posting on IG, so Carly knows she ain't locked up. Carly, if anybody ever gets locked up, we will. Oh, no, Styles P was on it. I was thinking it was Akon, Jeezy. Akon and Jeezy have Soul Survivor. Styles P was. Yeah,
just add that to the soundboard. Had a little chomp chomp.
Carly sort of apologizes. She says she didn't plan on ruining Rashida's party. I don't know what that means.
I don't think anyone plans.
I'm going to ruin this. She explains that Mo used to mess around with Alexis, wanted to leave Alexis, but Alexis didn't want to leave. How that worked. Then she started talking about how, you know, she's like, oh, then Alexis started talking about how Mo owes the family money. So Carly was like, that didn't even have nothing to do with me because I'm not even with them anymore. You still mad at me? Rashida was still pissed about the actions. So we meet the lawyer, Mr. Burt Brock. And she tells him, I don't want a messy divorce. He's like, okay, it can be simple as long as Mo is agreeable. Carly says he still wants to be with her. So that lets me know that he's not going to be agreeable. She's not living with him anymore. And he said, well, why'd you guys break up? Oh, lie.
She didn't get rid of that other apartment.
That other house. Yeah. She brought that up.
She was giving to her daughter or something, right? Mm-hmm.
She was going to do something with it, but she was like, yo, we should keep it just in case. So kudos to you, Carly. She said it was all the lies, different women. Then she got a DM from another from one woman who was naked in her bed, sent the picture to him, and he said, that's not my house.
How was that the first thing you said?
Well, listen, you got to understand, last year was a big year for R. Kelly. He was probably in that. Remember, R. Kelly said that wasn't his house when he first got caught. Then he said, oh, that's my brother. He's like, no, bro, that's your house. Or maybe he was listening to Shaggy, It Wasn't Me, and he wanted to remix it. I have no idea what he was thinking, but you shake your head. You don't want to help dudes cheat, but some of these dudes are really stupid.
Please don't help two men cheat. You just... Why was that the first day you went to? That's not my house.
That ain't my house.
Not like, who this? Or like, who is this? Like,
yo, you got to hit her with the, why you send me this?
Right. Why you got that? Who said that in my Porsche?
Every time she found something, he turned the tables. It was her fault. She's not happy. And he's like, all right, cool. That's whatever. But we got to serve him. And some people can be difficult. And I hope to God. Listen, for television purposes, it'd be great if y'all serve him on TV. But y'all don't have to serve that man on television. The divorce situation is so stupid. Like, I need both y'all to agree to divorce. This should be an argument for everybody to get prenups. Just to be like, listen, that way, even though I feel like you should give, you know how you got to give a 2-week notice sometimes? I was like, you You can't just like divorce the person without them telling them. This is just one day they realize half the stuff is gone. And you'd be like, oh, I guess she divorced me.
I don't think it works that way. But I do think it's, I want to say dumb, but kind of dumb that both people got to agree. Because if this person don't ever agree, I'm just stuck. Like, yeah. What the fuck is this?
And different states have different rules.
Yeah.
But my marriage is acknowledged in every state. So what? Why don't we have federal rules for marriage? Hey.
White people ownership shit back in the day. Own they women, own they slaves.
Yep. Poor Ernest. He don't know where the garbage bag's at. How long you been there, Ernest? And Mama,
you know what? Every time he in another season, I'm like, he's still here.
Yes.
I just knew that they, like, weren't they like halfway done?
Yeah, because we didn't see him at all last season. It was her battling Bambi's mom, and then she did some other stuff. That's
right.
Oh no, she.
Yeah, I definitely thought he was out the picture.
I did too. Why does Mama D look like she wear funeral makeup?
Cremation number 5. Yeah,
I saw her in a bed. I said, you could be dead. You just close your eyes and pretend.
It don't help. Them wigs don't be helping, bruh. My Lord.
So while, you know, she's helping Ernest or what have you, we shoot over to Jock driving Scrappy to see Mama D. But Scrappy's in the backseat because Jock says he always wanted to be a rideshare driver. Y'all remember this a few months ago when Jock was doing the hidden camera and people was like, isn't that you, young Jock? And everybody thought he was broke. And we were like, no, he's going to be on Love & Hip Hop. He said he wanted to be a rideshare driver. We go to his talking head and he shouts out, pull up and go, and says that check was nice. Of course it was. Why else would you be doing this?
Exactly. Now,
you did that. You got a viral moment and then you shot them out on Love & Hip Hop. I'm pretty sure. So he asked, yo, what's your relationship with light skinned Keisha and Coca? He's like, I asked because, you know, they said you did a song with them and whatnot and blah, blah. He says, you know, you put the video up and took it down. He's like, yeah, you know, sometimes you leave it up and take it down. Normal business. I don't know what that means. That sounds crazy to me.
Sometimes you put it up and then you take it down. You know how it be because you got a time there. You got to push it up for like an hour. Then you just take it back down. You tell them in the hashtag, like deleting later, you got to make them announcements because, you know, this is what we do and shit. Don't post it then. Shit.
What is it? I tweeted. What do you like better? Felt cute, might delete, or weird flex, but okay. Which is the one? The felt cute, might delete. It just gets me. If it's done ironically, it's funny. If it's done for real, I think, oh, you corny. It is like, I felt cute, might. But when people do it just to be funny, I think that works for me. So he says, he tells Jock that Bambi's homegirl, Amy, used to mess with Coca. He ended up kicking Amy to the curb for Keisha. Bambi upset because there was some overlap between the two. So Bam wants him to stay away because it wasn't cool. He let the women handle it. And then they get to the house. They press the doorbell. It rings. And then they have another doorbell, which is Mama D saying, Ernest, get the door. I said, can't he hear? And then he go get the door and then she yell again. So Scrappy and Jock go to the bed. Scrappy reminds her that drinking is out of the question and will continue to stay on her neck. He then leaves to talk to Ernest. And he's like, Ernest, remember when the doctor said Mama, when she was in a coma and Mama D can't drink because she might pass out and die? Ernest says, yeah, yeah, man, we got to save her if she don't want to save herself.
Imagine being in a coma.
No, that's just scary to me because some people will be like, they had no passing of time. They had no dreams. They had nothing. I was like, that's okay. Some
people said they can hear stuff. Thinking you went to sleep at night on a regular day. And then you wake up and they like, oh, it's been a week. Like, could you imagine losing?
That much time.
A week? Could you imagine losing it? I'd be like, well, you know, but like back in your get fucked up drunk days. And you were like, I don't remember shit. You like, I don't even want to lose that night, let alone like a week.
It used to throw me off to go to sleep and then wake up. First of all, this is old school. You ever go to sleep after school and then wake up and think it's the next morning? You be like, oh shit. Like let's say you get up at 3. So you fall asleep, wake up at like 7 and it's like some sun's still out and you be like, oh shit, I gotta go to school. You come downstairs, you see everybody cooking dinner and shoot, I'm thinking it's a different day. That messes me up. I don't want no coma. I mean, if I can avoid it, obviously, if you need to put me in one, put me in one.
Right. But just imagine losing to the people who, I don't know how realistic it is, but people who lose like years wake up though.
Whew.
Could you, and then say you do go in a coma. How long do you tell people to like let you live in this coma?
Yo,
I don't know.
Because I'm always worried about, I don't want to be in the position of pulling a plug, or if they got the plug being pulled on me. Because you just like, but what if I held out? Because there's been people who come out of comas who have been in comas for years. You're like, I don't want that power. So back in the room, Mama D.
How does that work when it comes to medical bills?
Yo, you got to have money. That's one of the reasons they pull the plug, because they can't afford it. Yeah.
Sheesh.
Mama D tells Jock she wished Ernest and Scrappy would leave her the hell alone. And he says, be thankful that you got people in your life that love and care about you. She's like, I am. That's why I'm going to throw Scrappy a surprise birthday party. She wants Jock to help. And Jock was like, of course. No, she's like, I want you to come because I need your help. And he's like, of course. Have you seen the script? I'm going to be there.
I ain't got no choice. Yes. I come in on act two.
Oh, man. We head over to the glam shop with real friend Bambi stopping by to help Sierra pick out her outfit for this Bubbles and Bling event she's having. She has a stripper alter ego named C-Money. And
that's not a good stripper name, though. I don't like C-Money. I feel like we could come up. And then why C-Money? Don't she spell her name with an S?
Yes, there you go. I was waiting for you to get there. Sierra has some weird confidence because she comes out in this one outfit. And she was like, I'm not your baby mama, period. I was like, you said period, but you sound like you want to put a question mark at the end of that. Why her legs? Period. Yeah. Ooh. Why her legs so little? They were like little sticks.
Get out of my head, because I was like, see, this is what happens when things don't be done naturally.
Yeah.
Because your leg to thigh to hip ratio.
It was all off.
Your calf and ankles and stuff. No.
And I saw the camera got there and they went quickly off like, oh, we don't want to embarrass her. I was like,
yeah.
So she wants to have fun, but she also wants to let people know what's going on. She's still worried about who's going to check on her business, the family, if she gets locked up. Bambi don't even want to hear her talk like that. She goes over the guest list of people who will be there. Only people who care about her. She didn't mention Carly, but Bambi did. And she says, listen, there's tension. Her assistant's like, I don't think Carly should come. And Sierra said, I heard that because someone told me that Carly didn't want to testify. And she and her lawyer said, don't get into my business. But she's
sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. But like, why believe this person and then not believe your good friend, Carly?
Yep. She doesn't want to disinvite Carly because she wants Carly to explain what happened face to face.
At your event, eh?
Before we get out of the scene, we did talk about this earlier. She invited Tokyo, but this doesn't make any sense either. I feel like this was only thrown in here so we can get to Keisha, because Tokyo can't come because she's doing something with Keisha. What? What is she doing? Okay. And Bambi doesn't like her because she messed with her friend and she's big on girl code and you don't mess with a man who's taken. So that's the Bambi just had a baby and she got another one on the way. I really wish. Why? Boy, the checks must be good after like, you know how your first contract in sports is not that great, but you're trying to get to that second one? I feel like Scrappy and Bambi are on their second contract. They're like,
oh, okay, yeah, we're in now. We'll show up. Right here.
So Carly has agreed to meet up with Alexis because Alexis has been reaching out. She wants to talk things over. And Carly says, cool, but you got to meet me in my boxing gym. So
I was going to say, didn't we talk about this already?
A little bit.
I guess we ran across the topic.
So
we didn't go into full depth, but I feel like what else is there to say about this particular scene?
We didn't go into the details of the scene. We just said, did this really happen? So Alexis gets there and she's like, hey, excuse me, hey. And Carly's so focused on her.
My queen, see you, sis. Yeah. Like, y'all doing too much.
So let's get the stuff out the way. Alexis felt disrespected when Carly says she's going to spit her mom's face. And then Carly says, I can one up that. One day, me and Mo were shopping. Gucci this, Gucci that, Prada this, like Fendi that. And we walk out the store and two guys beat Mo up. And then they put a gun to my head and say, give me all your bags. And they took all the bags on God. And I said, is this, what is going on? I was like, this really happened? First of all, I said, listen, obviously my tax bracket does not allow me to shop for Prada, Fendi, or Gucci. Okay. But I know where those stores are at. Where are y'all getting beat up at?
Facts.
Those stores are I'm like, you got beat up outside of a Prada store?
Facts.
So.
And had I know you was going, what is Mo into?
I know. So then while I'm thinking like, what is going on? Alexa said, well, Mo came to them, I guess her family, with the trucking company. She says, my mom and them were asking, where's the money? He wouldn't respond for weeks and weeks.
So they robbed him.
Yeah. So she says, but that's the dumbest thing ever, though, because what, you going to go to the real Plato's closet? What are you doing with the bags? So she says, yeah, you got to kind of settle. She says she doesn't respect her family for that. So she basically saying, oh, yeah, that sounds like my family. Alexis also said, I never heard this gun story, but she doesn't co-sign men being violent towards women. And she apologizes for that. And she says, Carly, you're older than me. And before Carly snaps, she's like, you deserve better. And Maurice is a sick person in the head. I never had sex with him. I never even touched him. And Carly
I feel like that'd be her go-to, that she'll never have sex with anybody.
Never.
Shout out to you, sis, if you're not having sex with these men.
Yeah. And then Carly says, she has receipts, you know, trips, threesomes, but she doesn't bring that up. She just puts that in a talking head. Hopefully.
I was like, yeah, we don't bring it up in person, but I'm going to be petty and tell it behind the scenes.
Yeah. Hopefully Nina or Claudia brings it up at the reunion.
Yeah, you know what? That's so funny. I was sitting here like, Nina is not going to be the host. Now, who did y'all say was going to be the host again? Fucking Claudia.
Jordan. Carly appreciated her for being a woman, though. So we could have threw last episode away. Just this. Why we didn't start here? Do we need the confrontation? Could we have started where both of them explained? Like, yo, this girl, Alexis Guy, has been harassing me and Mo, you know, for money.
No, we couldn't have. That'd be too much like, right, then what would the people watch?
Bubbles and bling, y'all. I didn't see any, the champagne bubbles. I'm such a kid. I didn't see any bubbles. Because, you know, you could throw a bubble party or something like that. I was like, I didn't see no bubbles. Sierra's celebrating her freedom while she has it. We got a couple of cameos. Malaysia from Basketball Wives. And
I was just going to say, I believe events when there's other people other than the cast there.
Toya. What has Toya been on that our people would know?
Toya, Tiny and Toya.
That's true.
Grant Hustle and Friends.
Oh, yeah. That's right. She is on that one. I was like, I was trying to think of the show. So, Sierra.
The Shade Room.
Yes. You may know Regine, her daughter, and Lil Wayne.
You may know her daughter, Regine. Like, come on, that girl always on the shade.
Yes. Sierra lets us know in her talking head she's been drinking more than usual, so she got a reason for her actions. She tells Rashida and Kirk about the case that she's fighting and Carly showing up late, and I was upset that Rashida did not bring up the fact that Scrappy did the same thing to us in season 2 or season 3.
Yeah.
Whatever season it was. It wasn't 2, because that's the first one we started covering. Carly arrives. Rashida said, why was you late? Carly was like, well, you told me court 5 and I was blowing up your phone. I know you couldn't answer, but I finally heard it was court 3D. The room was 3D and blah, blah. Sierra said, stop lying. You didn't want to get on the stand. And Carly says, yes, I will, because there's a continuous.
But here's the thing that's bothering me. Why say I am if I don't? Like, yes. If I really don't want to do something, I'm not going to do it. And
yeah.
If I'm saying I'm going to do it, if I feel like I don't want to do it, I'm still going to do it because I told you I was going to. Why? My thing is, why get up out of my bed? Why get fully dressed? Why hop in the Uber? Why come down here and make this drive? All to just pretend like I was going to go.
Yeah, that's the wild part. As we've done podcasts and we've commented on pop culture and situations, you realize we add logic. Obviously, I ain't going through all that to make it look like I'm doing something. Either I do it or I don't. But some people are wild.
I can do that shit from my bed. Text her like, oh, girl, okay, I'm on my way. Oh, girl, the Uber got so lost. Oh, girl, look, I was at the wrong bed. I can text you that from my bed.
Yeah, I was listening to Joe Budden podcast, and these guys have sat up there and admitted they have pictures of traffic. It's like, I have pictures of traffic. So if a girl was like, where you at? They'll just pull up their phone and go put up a picture of old traffic. I'm like, I've never thought about that.
Hell?
Old traffic, and they can say, we got studio pictures to make it like, yo, I'm heading into the studio right now. I'm going to hit you back. and show the picture. I'm like, y'all are wild. Lord, and they got deep. They was like, I have day pictures, night pictures, random. I was like, I've never thought that. It could have been BSing, but some of them probably weren't.
I mean, they was like, we're going to cover all our tracks.
Yeah.
Shit.
Carly says, I got your back. Sierra says, I don't feel it. And Carly does what Carly does best. She turned it around. I got tons of stuff you don't even know about. Well, what that mean? I can't support stuff I don't know about.
Exactly. So, I mean, how you going to punish me for you not telling me what's going on in your life so I can be understanding? The fuck?
Well, Sierra wasn't there at the funeral, right? I don't think she was. It was Erica.
Me and her girlfriend.
Mimi, Spice. Erica,
Spice.
And Rashida.
Rashida. Nah, she wasn't there.
Okay. So she's like, I have events and I had a court date you didn't show. They disperse. And Carly tells Rashida that Sierra isn't a real friend. And she accepts that. She's like, I'm not telling her to push up on my stuff. You know, you don't go to my events and then you be on the gram with Stevie during my events. Sierra was reading them lips. And she's like, she over there talking about me and Stevie. Let me get her together.
Come on, walk for the mouth reading.
Yes. So she walks over there, calls her a liar. She says, I was meeting my attorney and me and Stevie got the same attorney. That's why we took the picture. Carly, you don't know nothing about me.
I mean, she wasn't playing, though. She had a good comeback real quick. Yep. Like, bitch, don't get it twisted.
Bambi said, this ain't the time. And Sierra is fed up with Carly making everything about her. She's like, could you please just leave? And Carly should have just said, yeah, you're right. Fine. I'm out. Nope.
And she muffed her ass. I mean, whole face yes. in palm muff.
Yo, shout out to Love and Hip Hop for shooting. Before that muff happened, we got to see her attorney talk to BK like, this y'all kind of seen wrong. Like, he muffed. Our attorney got to be like, you dummy. We got the, you could have did that if you got, you know, the charges dropped. But you got a continuance.
And this does not make you look good. You
No, that's the thing. Yeah, you muffed her, and then we get next time on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Because I'm muffed. I don't, you know what? Carly can't fight, but Sierra got the weak ass legs, so she got to finish the fight quick. She
never do. Leg day.
Yeah, she got your stamina's in your legs, so she got to finish that fight quick. If it go long, I got Carly. Rashida tells them to fix their relationship, but Carly got a new BFF called Karma. Mimi doesn't know if marriage is for her. Why is she so emotional about it? It better be because Ty wants to get married and she don't want to lose Ty. Yeah. I was like, okay. We get the surprise birthday party and Scrappy, what you drinking? It's cola. And Bambi confronts light-skinned Keisha. Oh. News and rumors. All right, real quick, Joe Budden. I was listening to Joe Budden podcast, and he said that I think Kim Ascario, if I'm pronouncing one of the producers, called him to shoot Love and Hip Hop New York because they have not finished shooting. And he told her no, and she said, "Yo, if you don't shoot, I gotta go above you." And he said, but what am I shooting? I finished my storyline with Sin. I finished my storyline with Tahiri. What am I shooting? What, you know, it doesn't make any sense. And then he went on to say that if you guys are doing the reunion in Atlanta, I'm not coming because, you know, right now we're in quarantine and stuff like that. My question to you is, I get why Love & Hip Hop New York wanted to split the season up because they really want him in DC's and they were probably waiting for him to get out.
Oh, yeah, that makes
but
sense.
But
yeah.
What's going on in our country now? Do you think they were just like, oh, we should have wrapped things up? Because now what do you do about physical touching and you can't shoot in your restaurants or your bars? Like, how do you
that
shoot?
That is true.
If they were shooting like Real Housewives, you could shoot a lot of people's houses and there's distance between people and...
I mean... They weren't taping while this show was being played. Like, they just went on pause.
I guess so, because Joe said they called him this week. So I guess they went on pause.
What he supposed to tape, though? That's real talk.
Yeah, what is he shooting? Like, he just got to be the extra when, you know, Rich Dollars got to talk about Olivia for the umpteenth time?
Exactly, yeah.
What do we got here? Oh, Lyrica Anderson. She had to deny having herpes. Because...
Yo, how did we get here?
I don't envy celebrities because so she had a cold sore. She appeared to have a small sore on her upper lip, and when she took a selfie, And then people try to say she had herpes, and she said, nice try, hating ass bitches. No herpes here. Cold sore here. Boo-boo. Okay. I feel like you don't
now
need
to... Why, you know what? I'm not saying that the public should have done that. However, why even set yourself up for that?
I know. And then I get the thinking, because you're like, if I don't say nothing, they think it's true. She said, I had lipstick on earlier. I put lip gloss over it, and it got stuck. That was so that's what it was. Okay, haters are going to hate. Kiss my ass. And she's like, I don't understand why you bitches don't want.
But you looked at the picture before you posted it.
I don't. Why do y'all respond to negativity? I'm like, I'm not. But fuck it. Who?
All
right.
But my thought is, all I'm thinking is, why did you even set yourself up for this? Because you know how people be.
Yes.
You get so like, and it ain't even intentional. But like sometimes I find myself like taking a picture and then having to look at my entire surrounding in the picture.
Yeah. Oh, yo, you don't know how many times I have taken a picture of like a food or me holding an object and be like, "Ooh, my nails are dirty. Hold on, let me, because I know what people gonna say." Like,
it makes you too aware.
Oh man. So K Michelle is going through it. She's going through IVF, and she wanted to let the fans know. She says, "Ladies, going through IVF in the midst of the coronavirus is probably one of the most stressful things I've had to deal with. By 11 p.m., I will have poked myself in the stomach at a total of 8 times today. This is my last cycle of IVF. Me and Caston keep producing boy embryos. Don't know why I messed up on that word. I know that word. I desperately am praying for at least one little girl. I'm currently seeing Dr. Hernandez Ray, who specializes in designer babies." That's what they... She didn't put no quotes around that, so I don't know if that it can help pick the gender. That sounds weird, but okay. "If this doesn't work, I'll be having 2 little boys, and I'll be an all-boy mom with 3 boys. My mom was the same way, and she's a Pisces like you, Kim. At this point, I'm blessed either way. Some women can't have kids at all, so I won't complain. My uterus is also strong enough for me to carry, but I'm still going to have a surrogate for my mental health." So I don't think she's dealing with old girl no more. I can't even remember old girl's name.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's a thing.
What else I got here? Jocelyn Hernandez learned that she lost custody of her daughter to Stevie J while filming Marriage Boot Camp.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she said, "The judge gave the father the custody of my baby. Oh, my God, it's being told to me that I have to let my daughter go with her father because my baby daddy is trying to take custody. So I feel like my life is falling apart. I don't know what to do." So she was doing this happened in a scene, and she told Dr. Ish, "Look at me. There's no judge on this planet who wants to take a kid." Dr. Ish tells her that. He says, "Look at me. There's no judge on this planet who wants to take a kid away from a mom who's fit. You are not an unfit mother. It's beyond a hard situation and makes you feel like you're not doing your job as a mom, doesn't it? So you got to make the call to your baby. You're going to have to say bye for a little while because what they need is stability." And she's like, "I can't turn my baby into a doc." So she was going through it. There's a tough scene when you see her crying and stuff like that. Again, we talk about it. You two could avoid it all this, but I don't know what. I don't know if it was the celebrity, the stardom, the club hostings. But when the rest of the world tell you two people aren't shit, y'all still fucked with each other. It's hard. You feel bad for the baby. You just feel bad for Bonnie. You don't feel bad for Jocelyn. You don't feel bad for Stevie.
No.
Miami Tip had to apologize
for
her comments last week at the Black Women.
What did she say?
Remember when they had the empowerment brunch and she said she wanted to be dark skinned, so she had to make sure she was extra black. She said she made sure her hair was braided up, and the part that people took offense to was
something about being nappy or something. Yes, like that.
Look, yeah, extra nappy, that. And then she doubled down with it and said, "and dry and stuff." That part, we covered it, but I was like,
"Oh shit!"
Yeah, she said, "I apologize. A lot of people took what I said to the moon and never came back. First off, let me say the problem wasn't with my cousins. My problem was when I left the hood in New York to move to a white neighborhood in Carroll Springs. I never knew she was in New York ever. I went to predominantly white schools, and it was hard to fit in with either black or white kids, being that I am biracial. I speak no Spanish, and I was raised with my black family, so those were the kids I gravitated to. However, I did have mixed hair, and the black girls down here wore Afro puffs. or a hella gel slicked down ponytail or braids. I couldn't do gel because it made my hair too curly, which is the same that, boy, she didn't put no. Yo, how you, all right, tip, question. How did you write this? Let me speak correctly. And then put no punctuation, but it says, and this sister says, I couldn't do gel because I made my hair, it made my hair too curly, which is the same. There's a space and then there's a capital T. So I'm like, wait, but you didn't put a, so that would happen with water. So no, I would not wet my hair. All right, listen. Let me see. It was my thought process as a child, but now I could care less about fitting in. Hell, I wear lace wigs now anyway, so I can wear whatever texture and whatever hairstyle and be whatever race, laugh out loud, with laughing emoji, laughing crying emoji I want. If I hurt any black woman's feelings, I myself as a black woman did not have any bad intentions. That's an okay apology. I wouldn't put the F. I'd be like, yo, I didn't have, those were my intentions. I apologize though. All right. Anything else? Tommy Lee, God bless her. She was in this. There's this video where she was yelling at this homeless man.
For what?
For asking for money. And she told a nearby woman, like, don't give him no money. You need to be, she told the homeless dude, you need to be on your feet. You need to go and get it. He shouldn't be giving you anything. Get your ass up. She went on to say that women and children, that's it. You get up and get out here and make a way. Let me tell you something, young man, old man. You get up, you get off this mat right now. Yep, and stand up with your chest out and you go out here and make a way. Don't ever hold your hand out to no woman. So her whole thing was like, yo, you don't help men. I don't have time to lecture the homeless.
Like, nah, I don't.
A lot of it is like mental health too. It's like in drug addiction. Like they're not ready for that sober talk. No, like when they get their shit together, you be like, yo, you can't make these mistakes because you know where it's going to lead. But on the street, and yeah, I'm not telling nobody what to do with their money.
Why are you talking to them?
Yeah, and if you wanted the speech, you could have gave the speech to the woman to the side, like, yo, he's a man, blah, blah. It would have been no better, but why yell at the homeless person?
He's just out here trying to get his next meal.
Yeah.
And or high, either way.
That's it, man. I mean, other than Nikki Natural and Trina still going at it, nothing big. It's strange. I promise you guys, during this quarantine, so little news. Celebrities can't act up.
They can't do shit. They
gotta sit at the house.
I was thinking that about Equal Opposites. I was like,
thank you for reminding me.
What?
They suggested a movie on Equal Opposites.
Oh, yeah, they did suggest. Okay, that's right. Did they say we should do a movie? Did they have a movie suggestion?
They have a movie suggestion. It is called, I'm up here, Always a Bridesmaid. It is on Netflix.
Bridesmaid.
Let me make sure. It look halfway decent, and it gives us something to talk about, because other than that, we just have Empire. Always a Bridesmaid. Yes, it's on Netflix. So... you know what's going to be the best one?
It's screenplay Yvette Nicole Brown.
Yeah, she wrote it. She's in it too.
Okay.
But that movie with Issa Rae and old dude where they go on that date, that's going straight to Netflix.
I heard.
So I was like, we could do that.
Is that good or bad?
No, because of how movie theaters are closed right now. So that's why it was going to go in the movie theater next in April, but now this is like, we're just going to put it straight to Netflix because it was going to go to Netflix afterwards. But
do they make money from that, though? Like,
yeah,
is Netflix buying the movie?
No. So, you know how Disney movies would go to Stars sometimes, right? This movie was already going to go to Netflix after it had got released on theaters and then on digital and Blu-ray. It was going to stream on Netflix as well.
Right, no, that's fine. But I'm saying, you know, theaters
is
partially how you make your money. Somebody, do they lose money on this movie? Or
it depends on how their contracts are set up. If they made points on the back end, you have no back end because you couldn't make any money because it didn't stay at the theaters. So we'll watch Always a Bridesmaid on, we'll talk about it on Thursday. All right, that's the episode. You can tweet me at One and Only. You can tweet Shell.
At Sexy Shell, you can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Snappity Chat at iNails with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website 1515F. Check out other podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe. Before we get out of here, I feel like this is a friendly reminder. One of our listeners hit me up and was like, John, could you please intro the songs that you play at the on the outro, and I had
you
to tell
a Shazam non-plant.
No, I had to tell her. I would love to tell y'all the songs I play, but sometimes I don't have those songs in my head until I'm editing the podcast, because I got to think like, oh, like to this one, I got to find an Atlanta artist and some songs that fit the podcast. So, but for those who don't know, all the song titles, because I got in trouble a long, long, long time ago on Equal Opposites, where people would be like, yo, what are these songs you play at the end of this? They're in the show notes. So they're all there. Every song is in there. I'll make sure I put closing song. So all you have to do is look at the show notes and you'll be able to find the songs that I play at the end of this. It's mostly loving hip hop artists, but sometimes it's just an Atlanta artist and there'll be a Miami artist or Florida, because Miami doesn't have as much. So sometimes I like T-Pain is not from Miami. He's from Tallahassee. Right. He's going to be in, he'll get an outro on Miami. And then I do the same thing with California. So E-40 might be on one of those songs too. All right. That's it. Until next time, I say peace. She says,
bye.
Big bang, bitch, yeah, bitch, I'm back at it. Post a thirst trap, bet your nigga double tap it. Got that comeback, gotta turn him to an addict. Round up applause when that ass get to clapping. Booty so big, he wanna throw a stack on it. Bossy little bitch, keep a couple racks on me. 30-inch weave, I can sit my ass on it. Make your baby daddy wanna spit some cash on me. I ain't never ever worried about a sneak diss, cause 9 times out of 10, it's from a weak bitch. Everything big, I don't do no weak shit. These bitches can't see me unless they pay the fee, bitch. I be staying to myself, cause bitches jealous of my wealth. Instead of checking up on me, they need a checkup on their health. Let me make this shit real clear. All you bitches in my rear, my only competition ever is that bitch in the mirror. Yeah. Bitch, I go retarded like I'm special ed. Yeah. Whatever on my mind, believe it's gon' get said. You bragging about that nigga, I just left him on red. Yeah, he cute, but he look better between my legs. Let's go. Big bang, bitch, yeah, bitch, I'm back at it. Post a thirst trap, bet your nigga double tap it.